Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. I appreciate everybody tuning in. I hope everybody had a great Labor Day weekend. I had a great Labor Day week. I had a really good week. I went down to our undisclosed location in New Mexico, and I vegetated, and I checked out of the news for several days until the last couple of days. And then I knew I'd have to come in here, so I started kind of catching up on things. I did get sucked in to the Senate Finance Committee hearings with Bobby Kennedy Jr. And it reminded me of what an absolute farce most, now not all, but most congressional hearings are. I want to make sure, you know, I've learned in radio, I had a funny conversation with one of the co-owners of the dry cleaning place where I take my stuff. It's owned by a young Korean couple. I'd say they're in their mid-30s. Sweet as can be, nicest people you'd ever meet. They've got a couple of three or four Hispanic people working for them. It's quite a menagerie of Americana in this dry cleaning shop. And it's funny because I drive two cars. Only two cars. I drive a BMW M Sport and a Jeep Grand Cherokee. And the Jeep Grand Cherokee is primarily my dog transportation system. I never drive my wife's car. I don't drive friends' cars. I drive those two cars, and that's it. And I've been going to the same dry cleaning place they've owned it now for a couple of years. I've been going to it for probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 years. They've owned it for the last 2 years. And when I went in yesterday, they weren't very busy. It was kind of a slow week everywhere, it seemed, in Colorado at least. Once I got back from New Mexico, it seemed to be kind of quiet in Colorado, which was nice. And because it was quiet, she said, "Can I ask you a question?" "Sure, well, you know, whatever, what's going on?" What do you do for a living? And now I'm curious because I'm more curious about why they're asking the question than answering the question. And the purpose of this story is to talk about perception, because perception is reality in most people's minds. And I'm telling you about perception because I want to tell you a story that I know I've told you before, but I've now learned based on this conversation with people at my dry cleaning place that you need to repeat things about, I don't know, probably 1,000 times before it sinks into some people's brains. And I'm not talking about you, but I am talking about you over there. They said, "Well, we think you own, you must own several car dealerships. I kind of laughed. I like, gee, I wish I owned several car dealerships, but no, I don't own any car dealerships. Well, that's interesting because we always see you getting in a different car when you come in. Isn't that fascinating? Because most of the time, I would say 90% of the time that I go to the dry cleaners, it's after I finish my morning program in Denver, and I run by there because it's on my way home and I drop stuff off. So I would say 90% of the time I'm in this white BMW M Sport. I may stop by occasionally if I've had the dogs out with me or if for some reason I'm driving the Jeep. Occasionally I drive the Jeep. But in their perception, in their minds, they've seen me driving 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different cars, and they honest to goodness believe that I owned just north of where their dry cleaning shop is, along one of the interstate highways, is a series of car dealerships. There's a Maserati, there's an Infiniti, there's a Fiat, there's a McLaren, there's a BMW, there's a Mini, there's a Honda. What am I leaving out? There's a Toyota. I mean, there's just, you know, typical line of car dealerships. And they thought I owned several of those because they were absolutely convinced that they've seen me get into many different cars. And so they thought I owned car dealerships. And when I explained to her that, no, I've never driven anything but two different cars. And I know in those 2 years, it's been those same two cars because I've owned both cars for, let's see, I've owned the BMW for 5 years and the Jeep for 4 years. So it's the same car, same cars. But in their minds, and I'm trying to think, you know, did you see me? Maybe you didn't see the car because it was blocked by a larger car. You didn't see the BMW because it was blocked by a larger car. So maybe you thought I was getting into a different car. I mean, there's so many things that go on in our brains that it was really a lesson for me about perception and how you see something and then you start turning that around in your brain. And pretty soon that becomes the narrative. That becomes the storyline. That becomes your reality. When the reality is anything but that. I started to say earlier, I know I've told you this story before. And I know I've told you this story before. But I want to repeat it because that story about what do? You must own car dealerships is a great example of, I don't care how many times I tell this story, there will be new people in the audience, you will have forgotten it. You didn't hear it correctly the first time. You only heard bits and pieces of it because it's radio, and I know how radio works, and people come in and out. But I want to tell you about hearing, congressional hearings. Because both when I was the undersecretary, and even before that, when I was general counsel and then the director of FEMA, when I was, in all those positions, I was kind of the go-to person for the White House on a lot of stuff that had to do with Homeland Security issues. So I was constantly asked to testify about certain issues. The way these congressional hearings work generally goes like this. The chairman or the chairman of the subcommittee, whichever it might be, in this case, the chairman of the Finance Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, tells the Office of Management and Budget at the same time that they tell the Office of the Secretary of Health and Human Services, we want to hold a hearing on such and such date. And on that date, we want the Secretary, in this case, Bobby Kennedy Jr., to testify. And we want him to testify about what's going on with Make America Healthy Again. And maybe they've got 4 or 5 topics. That occurred, this hearing was on Friday. That precursor to that hearing occurred probably a month ago, at least 2 weeks ago, if not longer. And then OMB, Office of Management and Budget, in the executive branch in the White House, starts putting together the testimony. They start answering the questions because the senators have asked questions in advance. So everyone provides, your opening statement in writing. You provide written answers to the questions the senators have provided, and then you appear on the date for the hearing. You sometimes read your opening statement. Sometimes you simply say, does anybody want me to read it? Or you all have it. Is that enough? Now, sometimes you will choose to read it because you want to make sure that the public hears it, particularly if it's going to be a televised hearing. So if it's a televised hearing, you want to read your opening statement so that the news media that's in that room hears what your opening statement was as opposed to reading it, because half the time they're lazy asses and they're not going to read it. So you read your opening statement, and then the questioning begins. And it starts with the chairman, in this case a Republican, asks the first question. Then the ranking member, the Democrat, the you might call it the vice chair, asks their questions. Now, here's the key to remember. They don't always ask the questions that they've already presented to you and that you've answered in writing. They can ask anything they want to. And that's what happened in this Finance Committee meeting, and it went completely off the rails. So the script that had been provided beforehand, everybody decided to ignore because the Democrats and some Republicans were there to attack Bobby Kennedy. And that's when the fight started, and it was freaking hilarious. Text lines open, as it always has been. 33103 is the number on your message app. Keyword, Mike or Michael. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Let's get into that hearing next.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. While PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials, trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief. Your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call, call or text us. We'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
It's the meeting with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program. We're talking about the Senate Finance Committee hearing that occurred this past week, in which Bobby Kennedy Jr., the Secretary of Health and Human Services, testified about what was going on in the department. Now, any time that you go in and you're trying to be a disruptor, you're trying to change the culture of an organization, you're trying to get it back mission-focused on what it's supposed to be doing, as opposed to what, over time, government tends to do, which is languish. You have mission creep. You start doing things that are really ineffective. There's no oversight. Nobody gives a rat's ass what's going on. And bureaucrats just start doing what they damn well please. And pretty soon you have a completely ineffective bureaucracy. Welcome to America in 2025. So Bobby Kennedy comes in. Now, I've told you before that I first met Bobby Kennedy after 9/11 when he was running a organization called Riverkeeper or something. It was an environmental group. It was based in New York, and they were all upset about the Indian Point nuclear power plant, which is in Westchester County. And he wanted it shut down. And, of course, I didn't want it shut down. Nobody wanted it shut down. But, you know, these environmentalists wanted it shut down. But I found him to be reasonable. He wasn't a whack job in the sense of, I'm going to throw tomato soup on your face if you don't shut down this plant, or, you know, we're going to go bomb it or anything. He had his arguments. We disproved his arguments, and we, you know, the plant stayed open for another decade or so before they finally did shut it down, which was stupid in my opinion, but nonetheless, they shut it down. I don't agree with everything about that Bobby Kennedy believes about anything. Some things I do, some things I don't. I don't think you, in fact, I hope you don't believe everything that I believe. I don't believe everything you believe. But Donald Trump put Bobby Kennedy in to run Health and Human Services because the place is a behemoth. It is a dinosaur. It employs hundreds of thousands of people all across the country. They spend billions of dollars on health care. And as Kennedy pointed out in his testimony, we've become one of the sickest nations on earth. We throw money at everything. Sometimes I think Americans believe that money is the solution to everything. And it's not even about spending the money effectively. It's just spending the money. Don't have a metric. Don't have any sort of measurable way to see if what I'm spending is effective and is it producing the outcome I want or not. So you put someone like Bobby Kennedy in who's a radical. I had a history teacher when I was in high school. I'll never forget her explaining that the founding fathers were radicals. Now, to a mush-brained, you know, junior high kid, hearing that our founding fathers were radicals was mind-boggling to me. Really? And she explained how if you want to move the ship of state, you know, one degree left or one degree right, you want to change things, you have to be a radical because you have to overreach to get the government to move a little bit. And as she spent, I bet she spent three or four, maybe an entire week, talking about the founding fathers as radicals and how it takes radicalism to get anything done. Now, radicalism, as you and I both know, can be good and bad, depending on what direction you're doing and what your purpose or your intent is, and how you implement your radicalism. I consider myself to be a radical, but I'm a good radical. Bobby Kennedy comes in as a radical. Some things I agree with, some things I don't. And all he's trying to do is make some minor changes in some areas and some really big changes in other areas. Shouldn't we be happy about that? The hate that he faced during that hearing was off the charts. It was mind-boggling stupid to me. What can I say about the display of the faux outrage, the idiocracy that was put on display by these political crisis actors who represent part of the Republican Party? I want to excoriate Republicans here as much as I do Democrats. During this hearing on, I think I said Friday, it was technically on Thursday. Hearing is on Thursday. You had Elizabeth Warren, the nut job from Massachusetts. She was on the warpath. Oxahanis was on the warpath. And then you had the commie from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, who is senile, shouting off some stupid stuff. You had the mushy mouth oaf from Oregon to the goofy bleeding from the stone senator from Colorado, Michael Bennett. You had the abject, ignorant senator from New Mexico, Democrat after Democrat. They were either demonic, they were demented, they were deluded, and they made abject fools of themselves. But they thought they were absolutely Oscar-winning performances in their mind. And I want you to hear some of it, if you didn't hear it, because it's absolutely absurd. Suffice it to say that at the end of the hearing, every Democrat stormed out of the room in a huff, and Bobby Kennedy literally leaned back in his chair and laughed. I thought it was glorious. Now, normally that wouldn't be appropriate, but in this case, it was exactly what the situation demanded. Ridicule and derision is the only proper reaction that these doofuses, these cretins, deserve. Again, I don't agree with everything. I'm going to say it 1,000 times because apparently I need to repeat it 1,000 times. I don't agree with everything that Bobby Kennedy stands for or believes. But I do believe in his mission to upend the healthcare system. If you don't think that the healthcare system is broken in this country, then you're not paying attention. Or you've never had to see a doctor. You've never had to go to a hospital. You've never been to an urgent care. Let's start with John Cornyn. John Cornyn is the senior senator from Texas. He is, in my opinion, a rhino. Now, I'm not really happy. It's none of my business, but I'm not really happy with his Republican opponents in the primary in Texas, but that's up to you Texans. You figure out who you want. But I don't think John Cornyn belongs in the U.S. Senate. He's a mealy-mouthed, wishy-washy. He's the stereotypical senator that runs to Texas and tells all those Texans in their cowboy boots and their big hats, you know, what a diehard conservative is. You know, in fact, look, I got a six-shooter on my waist here. I'm a Texan. And then he goes back to D.C. and he votes, you know, for all of his special interests. Their exchange went like this. Well, it would help. First day back. I need to plug in my computer. Yeah, you can make fun of me. Oh, well, good timing. When we get back, you'll hear from John Cornyn and Bobby Kennedy. Because here is the astute senior senator, Republican from Texas, that sets the stage for the demonic stupidity, idiocracy that follows afterwards. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line 33103, keyword Michael. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
He statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a history of those dreadful calcium oxalate stones? Well, KidneyCop is here to help. Shown in laboratory testing to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. Yes, 99%. Don't wait. Start taking KidneyCop Calcium Oxalate Protector today. That's KidneyCop, C-O-P, KidneyCop. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. That's Amazon, Walmart, or KidneyCop.com.
If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4739 or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winnings Swipe to Win drawing. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you can win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A lookout. Sunday, September 7th, Lake Reading Park will be as smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, Paint Mart in Reading and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $15 day of the barbecue.
Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Reading Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Glad to have you back on The Weekend with Michael Brown. We're talking about Thursday's Senate Finance hearing with Bobby Kennedy Jr., the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and what idiocracy it is. These yahoos that call themselves United States Senators are really nothing more than a bunch of yahoos that somehow believe that shouting and yelling as opposed to, I mean, I kept thinking to myself, do you really give a rat's ass about the American healthcare system? Do you really care about Americans' health? Or are you just so pissed off that Bobby Kennedy, of all people, Bobby Kennedy Jr., and from an iconic family, Democrat family, has been appointed to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services by that evil Donald Trump, and now he's trying to, maybe it's not really necessary that we give a newborn a hepatitis B vaccine because the mother doesn't have hep B. The mother hasn't been using, used syringes. And maybe we could put that off for a few months as opposed to pumping a newborn baby full of 35 or whatever the freaking number is, of 35 vaccines all at once. Don't get me wrong. I'm very pro-vaccine. All of my dogs are vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. My children are vaccinated. But I do believe that we've gone so over the top with so many vaccines pumped into a newborn child that it's got to be a shock to the system. Let's spread it out a little bit. That doesn't mean you're anti-vaxxer. It's you mean you're trying to be reasonable about it. Well, the hearing turned into an absolute farce. And John Cornyn, the senior senator from Texas, starts it out with this idiocracy.
Do you believe COVID-19 was politicized?
Yeah, the whole process was politicized. Senator, I mean, we were lied to about everything. We were lied to about natural immunity. We were lied to about, we were told again and again the vaccines would prevent transmission. They'd prevent infection. It wasn't true. They knew it from the start it wasn't true because that's what the animal studies and the clinical trials showed. We were told that there was science behind cloth masks. The CDC allowed the teachers union to write the order closing our schools, which hurt working people all over the country, and then pretend it was science-based. All of these issues, and then I can show you, for example, Chairman Wyden was talking about me politicizing ACIP. During COVID, probably the most famous scientist on ACIP was Martin Kulldorff from Harvard, the great, renowned, world-renowned epidemiologist and vaccinologist. And he criticized the COVID booster mandates. They ejected him from COVID because he wasn't in the orthodoxy. The two biggest health officials at FDA during COVID, Dr. Gruber and Dr. Krauss, criticized the Biden mandates, vaccine mandates. President Biden said in August, I would never take that vaccine, the Trump vaccine. And he came in, he mandated it, and then he fired the two top health officials at FDA who said, hey, this thing has not been properly tested. So the whole process was politicized, and even today.
So the whole, and you and I know the process was politicized. The 6-foot distancing rule, social distancing, bullcrap made up. We were told the vaccine would prevent transmission. Our governor in Colorado called us bastards, selfish bastards, if we did not get the SARS-CoV-2 shot. I refuse to call it a vaccine. So there we get started. That one line, we were lied to about everything, should be the epitaph that is carved into the tombstone of the farce that we called the COVID pandemic. Now today, I think it's highly questionable whether COVID-19 was even a real thing. when you look at some of the data compiled, not by the Trump administration, not by any conservative think tank, but by the globalist World Health Organization, you've got to ask yourself, for example, from 2016 to 2017, we had 29 million flu cases, zero COVID cases. 2017 to 2018, we had 45 million flu cases, zero COVID cases. 2018 to 2019, we had 36 million flu cases, zero COVID cases. 2019 to 2020, 38 million flu cases, zero COVID cases. In 2020 to 2021, we had 1,500 flu cases and 32 million COVID cases. Now, how's that possible? Did the flu just go on vacation during the fall and the winter of 2020-21? Well, the answer is obvious. It's not possible. Yet, this is what Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx's foisted on the public in 2020 and 2021. It is what the Biden administration continued to push off as truth for years afterwards, even when we knew that the so-called shot for SARS-CoV-2 was not preventing transmission. And, of course, we knew, you know, if you, like me, weren't very good in high school when it came to biology and chemistry, if you were like me and probably got maybe a C if I was lucky in biology, I know the difference between a bacteria and a virus. And a virus is teeny, teeny, teeny. Bacteria is much larger. You know, a bacteria is like a giant boulder rolling off the Rocky Mountains. A virus is like a grain of sand in comparison. And those stupid blue masks, not going to stop. They're not going to stop a virus going through. In this hearing, Bobby Kennedy Jr. told the real truth about vaccines, about Big Pharma, about all the lies that were told to us as Americans by the very organization that he is trying to get back on track and focus on. Remember we were told to trust the science? I don't trust the science anymore. I don't trust science anymore, particularly if it's government science. I want to know, where are you getting your funding? And is your funding based on you've already reached your conclusion, so you've got the funding, and you're going to reach the conclusion that your funders want you to reach? We've destroyed the credibility of the scientific method. And it was that objective, real truth that the Democrats on this stupid committee were so savagely and sometimes comically dedicated to trying to continue to obscure and hide from you and I's taxpayers. You got to remember, just as a reminder, Bobby Kennedy Jr. comes, as I said earlier, from a generationally wealthy American family. He himself is a wealthy individual who could have chosen years ago to relocate himself and his family to over here in Aspen or up in Jackson Hole or the wilds of Montana and live out his life on a giant ranch somewhere. But he consciously chose a path that he knew would make himself a lightning rod to the corrupt political party in which his family played a leading role for the last 70 years. He actually chose that path over the wishes of his actress wife, and despite the outrage that it created among his own disloyal relatives, not for goals of personal enrichment, not for fame, both of which he already had in spades. He didn't need riches. He didn't need fame. He already had it. He did it because he cares about the truth and about the health of Americans. Well, that's good enough for me. In my eyes, that makes him someone worthy of respect and admiration. He didn't have to do any of this. Well, what is it that he did? How was he treated? He wasn't treated as someone who's there trying to make change. He was treated as an absolute someone to be despised. Let's go first to Pocahontas herself. She was wonderful. If you like Idiocracy, this was an Oscar-winning performance.
You promised that you would not take away vaccines from anyone who wanted them. You just changed the classification of the COVID vaccine.
I'm not taking them away from people, Senator.
It takes it away if you can't get it from your pharmacist.
Well, most Americans are going to be able to get it from their pharmacy for free.
$100.
Most Americans will be able to get it from their pharmacy for free.
Yesterday, and I apologize, I don't remember the source, but one of the news stations that I was listening to had reached out to Walgreens corporate, and Walgreens corporate issued a statement that said, we will continue to provide to anyone, regardless of your age, regardless of your income, free of charge, the SARS-CoV, now they called it the COVID-19 vaccine, but I call it the SARS-CoV-2 shot. We'll continue to provide it free of charge.
Is everyone who wants it? That was your promise.
I never promised that I was going to recommend products with which there is no indication.
When you said,
and I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies, Senator.
Did you hold up a big sign saying that you were lying when you said that, because you are the one who said you would not take them away? Now, Senator,
I'm not taking them away from anybody.
Secretary,
you want me to indicate a product for which there is no clinical data?
Senator,
is that what you want?
Secretary Kennedy, you said you wouldn't, and now you did.
I'm not taking them away. Everybody can get access to them.
No, they can't walk into a pharmacy the way that they could last month and get access
It depends on the state.
You know, that's a good point we shouldn't gloss over. Because what we've done in this country is we have so screwed up, effed up the healthcare system that different states, depending on Medicare and Medicaid, provide some things and don't provide other things. And the federal government just sends them a big giant check every year, and they choose what they want to spend that on. And so if a state decides that they're not going to fund a COVID-19 shot, that's not Bobby Kennedy's fault. No. That's the state of Colorado, the state of Texas, the state of Wyoming.
A year ago,
but they can still get it. Everybody can get it.
Ago, it
everybody. By the way, I'd like to know, because I checked Michael Bennett and I checked Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren has taken almost $1 million from the pharmaceutical companies in campaign contributions. Michael Bennett, the senior senator from the state of Colorado, has taken $750,000 during his tenure. I wonder who they represent. The pharmaceuticals or you? I'll be right back.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure Talk, everything you need and nothing you don't.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance.
The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Healthcare, much like climate change, is one of those topics that really consumes a lot of my thinking time, primarily because we think of the environment. You know, you probably consider yourself an environmentalist, as you should. You want clean air. You want clean water. You want to be able to fish and hunt and hike, enjoy the outdoors. You want your children to grow up on a planet that is, you know, thriving. And healthcare is the same way. I want to live as well as I can, as long as I can. And I want my children and grandchildren to be able to do the same. I want you to be able to do the same. You see sick, unhealthy people and how miserable their lives are. Sometimes through their own fault, sometimes not their own fault. But both of those topics get bastardized to the point where they are used by the pharmaceutical industry, the healthcare industry, however you want to describe them, or over here on the climate side, the activists in the church or the congregants in the Church of the Climate Activists, both of these industrial complexes use their systems to profit themselves while controlling and limiting your choices. And that brings out the libertarian in me that says, back off and leave me alone. I'll make my own healthcare choices with a physician that I trust, that I believe is independent, and knows his stuff. You know, my wife's father was an old country surgeon. He spent his entire lifetime practicing, air quote, medicine. What do I mean by that? He spent his entire lifetime studying and trying to stay abreast of all of the new technologies, the new drugs, the new pharmaceuticals, the new things, the new ways of treating patients. And by the time of his death, he was probably one of the wisest, most profoundly intelligent doctors I've ever known my entire life, because he was constantly studying, constantly challenging things, And doctors, young doctors, would flock to him to mentor them or call him in the middle of some surgery. Hey, doc, can you come out and help me? I've got a patient here in the ER, and I need some advice about how to do something. He could walk in. He could walk in and look at a patient on a table in the ER and say, well, no, I would not do that at all. All you really need to do is just this. And boom. Save a patient's life. He studied medicine for a while in Austria. And he knew the dangers of socialized medicine. And he preached and preached and preached to me about the dangers of socialized medicine, because if you can control someone's health, you can control their entire life. How many of your life choices are determined by an insurance company, or determined by a drug company, or determined not by the doctor that you're sitting in that patient room with, but by the corporate entity that's telling that doctor how to practice medicine? Over here on the climate side, you have all of the activists who claim that if you don't follow their path, well, you'll live in a planet that's going to die. You're going to live in a world that will be unhealthy. You're going to live in a world where we're all going to freeze to death or we're going to burn up. They can't make up their mind. And that if you don't drive a certain vehicle, you don't live a certain way, you don't eat certain food, then you're contributing to the ultimate demise of the planet. And so, therefore, they control your life. And that brings out the libertarian in me. Back off. Leave me alone. I'll make my own choices. And I'll make my own informed choices, by the way. I don't need you telling me. But too many Americans have become dumb, fat, and lazy and just accept the system. Yes, maybe I'm Don Quixote, maybe I'm tilting at windmills, but I'll continue to tilt because I believe it's the right thing to do. And here, Bobby Kennedy may be tilting at windmills, trying to change a vast system that has become so complex and so controlling that you have very little control over some of the healthcare choices that you need to make. How many times do you have to go in and get pre-approval before you have a procedure done? So you have to wait and wait and wait. And we've got it easy compared to those socialized countries like the National Health Service in the United Kingdom, where you may wait and end up dying, but they don't care because they're just checking the boxes. Kennedy, which I find ironic, Kennedy wants to change all of that. And you can only change it by changing the system and standing up to these yahoos who are in. Don't get me wrong. I live by pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals have absolutely changed my life. But the pharmaceutical industry, they control too many senators. They've got way too much influence. When we get back, I want to walk through a few stats with you and an article written by Alex Berenson that'll point out exactly what I mean. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $5,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with a Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $5,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones, it's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A judge has blocked the Trump administration from ending legal protections for Venezuelans and Haitians.
The ruling means 600,000 Venezuelans whose temporary protections expired in April or whose protections were set to expire September 10th have status to stay and work in the U.S. It also protects about 500,000 Haitians. U.S. District Judge Edward Chen, who issued the ruling, says Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem exceeded her authority in ending protections. I'm Mike Hempen.
Israel's army is urging Palestinians in Gaza City to move to a designated humanitarian area in the south. The move comes as the military expands operations in the famine-stricken city by targeting high-rise buildings. Aid groups warn that a large-scale evacuation could worsen the humanitarian crisis. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Republicans are developing a strategy to confirm a series of President Trump's nominees over the coming weeks.
We've got to figure out how to make sure we've got the votes to move it. And so we've been having those conversations here, and I hope that we get to a spot where we're ready to move. And if things go according to plan, I think we get on that next week.
Thune was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. He says the GOP is considering a rules change that would allow the Senate to confirm nominees in batches instead of one at a time. Davey Johnson, an all-star second baseman who won the World Series twice with the Baltimore Orioles as a player and then managed the New York Mets to the World Series title in 1986, has died. He was 82 years old. Davey Johnson also managed four other Major League Baseball teams. The Dow was down 0.5 percentage point to close out the week yesterday. More at townhall.com.
Radio ads about the IRS, they tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
In the aftermath of the deadly July 4th weekend flooding in Texas that killed children and counselors at Camp Mystic, Governor Greg Abbott has signed new safety measures into law.
The bills that aim to improve the safety of youth camps was given final legislative approval this week in Austin. Among other things, they prohibit cabins in dangerous parts of flood zones and require camp operators to develop detailed emergency plans. One measure allocates funding from the state's rainy day fund to help pay for disaster relief, including warning sirens and improved weather forecasting. John Scott reporting.
The Trump administration is taking its immigration crackdown to the health care safety net. It's investigating Medicaid spending in at least six Democratic-led states that provide comprehensive health coverage to poor and disabled immigrants who are living in the U.S. without permanent legal status. News and analysis at townhall.com. A scramble is underway in Ohio over school buses. Public school districts canceled bus transportation for thousands of high schoolers, but it's still busing students to private and charter schools under state requirements. Compounding the problem is a shortage of drivers. Author Christopher Scalia is concerned about the decline of fiction reading in America. He's out with a new book titled 13 Novels Conservatives Will Love, but probably haven't read.
When you speak to conservatives about fiction they like because it expresses conservative values or ideas, we tend to talk about the same handful of books. And most of those books are very good. But we're so focused on that small selection, I think we've lost sight of kind of the great literary tradition that's at our disposal.
Scalia, who appeared on the Salem Radio Network, said, "Great fiction is a source of beauty, and beauty is good." More at townhall.com.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Whether it's the planet, or it's the healthcare system, or it's, for that matter, it's the very foundational principles of this country, are just being emasculated by these doofuses. So let's think about where the country is. And let me walk through Alex Berenson, whom I think is, it's interesting that I'm using Alex Berenson, because as a former reporter for the New York Times, you might kind of guess what his political leanings are. except he's one of the few people, having left the New York Times, that reports, I believe, pretty objectively. He's gone through and written an article about why Congress, the media, and health bureaucrats are so desperate to see Bobby Kennedy Jr. fail. And in that story, he provides a lot of details that I think will give you the perspective and the right data by which to judge whether this hearing was really about trying to fix our healthcare system, or is it really just about destroying Donald Trump? And in the process, destroying Bobby Kennedy Jr., because he's now become persona non grata within the Democrat Party, because he went to work for, of all people, he went to work for Donald Trump. Now, I think they would have hated him if he'd gone to work for George W. Bush or Ronald Reagan or George H.W. Bush or Trump 1.0. They would have still been pissed off at him. But because he went to work for Trump 2.0, it's as much about him in their minds, not in, I don't think, Bobby Kennedy's mind, but in my mind and in their minds, oh, he has turned his back on the Democrats. Well, maybe the Democrats have lost their way. Berenson writes this: the American health care system is a disaster, and it's getting worse. The truth, he says, is inarguable. With 4% of the world's people, this country spends almost as much on medicine as every other country in the world combined. Yet our life expectancy trails other wealthy countries, and that gap is growing. In other words, we're spending as much as every other country in the world spends on health care. We only have 4% of the population, and our life expectancy is getting worse. Jiminy Christmas. Does it take a rocket scientist? Does it take a doctor, whether it's an MD or a PhD, to figure out that something's effed up here, something's not working? No, I don't think so. I think even you can figure that out. I figured it out, so if I can figure it out, surely you can figure it out. He points out that the opioid disaster is no exception. Pharmaceutical and medical device companies, hospitals, and yes, even many doctors, all have hidden financial incentives that too often guide the care that American patients receive. Regulators have little power to stop them. Patients rarely know they exist at all. Meanwhile, the insurance company's executives pay themselves eight-figure salaries to keep the bucket brigade moving along. American health care has been in a crisis for a long time, generations, not decades. And then he quotes a book that, admittedly, I've not read yet, but I'm going to. It was published in 1984. It won a Pulitzer Prize. The book, The Social Transformation of American Medicine: The Rise of a Sovereign Profession and the Making of a Vast Industry, written by Paul Starr. And he points out that the book is great in explaining how you have all these competing interests. You got the doctors, you have the hospitals, you have the insurance companies, and they've created a systematic healthcare blockade that prevents reform. And I think, you know, if that's the premise of the book, based on what I know from having represented doctors in their practices back when I was practicing law, that's probably an absolute correct premise. Do you know that last year the federal government spent $2 trillion just on Medicare and Medicaid alone? $2 trillion. Now, that's not counting the tax subsidy that businesses get, just like iHeart that I work for employer-paid health insurance, even though I no longer get my iHeart employer-paid health insurance, because they kicked me off the minute I turned 62 and become eligible for Medicare. So I'm one of those that they spend $2 trillion on. That $2 plus trillion is more than any other country spends on its entire healthcare system. And remember that $2 trillion is solely for Medicare and Medicaid. You want to know why this country's bankrupt? Right there. And I'm not advocating to get rid of it, but you're going to have to fix it, which means you may have to grandfather people that are currently on it and then reform it so that it changes. And in fact, you may want to get rid of the tax-subsidized employer-paid health insurance system. Uh-oh, that's pretty radical, and that probably scares you. Hell's bells, all of that scares me because it's all unknown. What is known? The current system is not working. You've got to start with the premise that the current system is not working. And Bobby Kennedy, one guy, now, of course, he's putting a team together, but one guy is trying to reverse that trend. What's the trend? That's next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown, text line 33103, keyword Michael Michael. If you're not following me on X, what's wrong with you? Go do it right now, at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
$2,400 customers without power in South Carolina.
Danger. Newberry, Michigan expected to be without power for 24 hours.
Danger. Over 25,000 people without power in Cleveland, Ohio. Danger.
These are real headlines from just the last few days. Power outages are happening more often, and they're getting worse. If you don't have a backup generator, it's time to get one. But gas generators, they're loud, smelly, and produce dangerous carbon monoxide. The Grid Doctor 3300 solar generator from My Patriot Supply is different. It's whisper quiet, requires no fuel, and it's safe to use indoors. Best of all, My Patriot Supply is offering an incredible deal for listeners of this station. When you go to MyPatriotSupply.com and order a Grid Doctor 3300, they'll include a free expansion battery that doubles your backup power at no additional cost. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now and get prepared. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Come.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. We're talking about health care because of the Senate Finance Committee hearing on Thursday with Bobby Kennedy Jr. as the star and only witness. And the absolute lack of any substantive conversation about how to fix health care. Now, Kennedy tried constantly to insert and overcome all of the screaming and the histrionics of all of the yahoos sitting up there on the panel, screaming at him because vaccine this or vaccine that, whatever it was. It was total insanity. And nobody ever stopped and just said, wait a minute, what's going on here? Berenson reports that a back-of-the-envelope calculation suggests that we overspend by roughly $2 to $2.5 trillion annually on health care, which equates to about $6,000 to $8,000 for every single American. That's Medicare, Medicaid, employer subsidized health insurance, private insurance, people not on insurance, whatever it might be, that we're overspending. If you understand anything about medicine, go talk to, if your GP or your family doctor will tell you the truth about it, ask them about the overhead. Ask them about what they have to do, all the hoops they have to jump through. Ask them about their back office operation. Ask about the people they hire that do nothing to deliver health care to you. I'm not talking about a nurse or a physician assistant. I'm talking about all the people in the back office that are doing nothing but dealing with paperwork, getting pre-approvals, dealing with rejections, not getting paid, having to go back and reestablish, I didn't code this right. I got to make sure I code it right the first time because that's going to delay payment to the doctor. That, you know, all of that is doing nothing to help with your health care. Excess payments to hospitals, which are generally local monopolies or oligopolies, hundreds of billions or more. And if you think insurance companies' executives are overpaid, you got to look at the Form 990s. Go find a nonprofit hospital, a hospital that claims they're a nonprofit, and then go on to the Internal Revenue website or other websites will provide it, and pull down their Form 990 and look at the pay of the people who run nonprofits. That pay is so high because they're running defensive care that's driven by lawsuits, which also then adds tens or hundreds of billions. Now, doctor commits malpractice, they should be held accountable for it. Why do we believe that doctors who commit malpractice ought to be held liable for their mistakes, but pharmaceutical companies get exempt from all liability for anything that goes wrong with their so-called SARS-CoV-2 vaccine? Why should the COVID vaccine have some exemption that says, oh, you can't hold the pharmaceutical company liable for any adverse reaction or adverse effects, but yet we'll hold the doctors liable? Oh, I slipped with a scalpel. Oh, but you took a medicine that harmed you, yet there's no recourse for you. The buck passing just doesn't stop. The insane cost of health care is probably the number one reason that most middle-class Americans feel squeezed in ways that Europeans don't, even though our per capita income in this country is significantly higher than that in Europe. Healthcare. Everywhere you turn, it's healthcare. The medical public health industrial complex, which, as Berenson points out, includes most of the media too, is terrified of Bobby Kennedy and of what he represents. The mere fact that he was given the job is proof that big changes, changes that will cost money, are on the horizon. And so the best way for this medical industrial complex to dodge those changes is to demonize him. And so they do demonize him. Reporters won't give ground even to Kennedy's most reasonable viewpoints, such as his dislike of amphetamines for kids with ADHD, typically known as just a 9-year-old kid. You ever been around a normal 9-year-old kid? They're all hyperactive. They're all crazy. Vaccines have become the center of the fight. Why? Because vaccines do play an outsized symbolic role in public health care. Vaccines are a treatment that people get when they're healthy and at a time when the doctor-patient relationship is probably the most equal. That is, people can decide whether to take them rather than feeling pressured to accept the recommendation of a doctor because they're ill and need immediate care. You take it before you get ill. And they're mostly given to children. And parents are naturally protective of their children, and so they follow what the recommendations are, and so vaccines become a good preventive form of health care, but they also function, as Berenson points out, as a proxy for the overall trust that people have in medicine. Now, vaccine opponents, on the other hand, go completely off the rails the other direction, and they think that vaccines are responsible for all manner of evils. Increase in autism, for example. Various vaccines for diseases such as measles and mumps have been studied for generations, and they provide near lifetime protection at a very low risk. Most kids who get measles aren't going to die from the measles, but if we can protect them from measles, we might as well protect them from the measles. The problem is that the vaccine fanatics will not compromise, as they have proven with their unwillingness to admit the failure of the mRNA COVID shots, which we know didn't offer anything. It didn't prevent transmission. The push for hepatitis B shots, as I mentioned earlier, for newborns, is myopic. The Free Press wrote this. People who are intravenous drug users or who have many sexual partners have a higher chance of contracting hepatitis B, which they can then pass on to their babies. And it's too rude to ask people if they shoot heroin or sell their bodies for sex after they've given birth. So to avoid things just getting awkward, everyone has to be treated as if they shoot heroin and sell their bodies for sex. So Hep B vax that baby now. It's insane. Utterly insane. But you can't have that rational conversation because that makes you an anti-vaxxer. How does it make me an anti-vaxxer if, at my ripe old age, I were to have a child? I would not want that child at, you know, the first few weeks of its life to have a hepatitis B shot. Because, well, my wife can't have children now, but if she could, she's not out selling her body for sex and she's not an IV drug abuser. So why would I give a hepatitis B vaccine to that child? Why not wait till its body is matured a little bit before you do it? Oh, then you must be an anti-vaxxer. No, stop that insanity. We're spending too much money. We're dying too soon. We're an unhealthy nation. So what do they talk about? That's next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
A few footnotes to Berenson's article that I reviewed in the last segment. In 2021, this country spent $4 trillion. The rest of the world spent about $5.8 trillion. That's according to the World Economic Forum. So take it for what it's worth. This year we will surpass $5 trillion. And yet here we are with one of the unhealthiest populations in the entire country. Obesity, diabetes, early onset dementia, Alzheimer's, any number of things. Just unhealthy fat kids, kids that are overdiagnosed, way too much prescription meds given to kids that are just trying to be kids. And I haven't even ventured off over into the whole gender dysphoria issue and the amount of money that we spend in all types of verticals. Now, the military shut it down, but prisons, again, taxpayers subsidizing transgender surgeries. Why are we doing this? All of those are costs that you and I end up bearing. The cost of education in this country has become second. The cost of housing is third. Although housing cuts both ways, since people who own homes benefit from these supply restrictions that are going on and the rising prices right now. So we just economically, the system is just completely screwed up. Yet when it came to the hearing, and remember, this is the Senate Finance Committee, and you have a disruptor who's there to testify about what he wants to do to try to turn things around. And in so doing, the Democrats decide, well, the best thing we can do is just to come out and attack him. Listen to just a couple of minutes of his opening statement.
This time.
Thank you, Chairman Crapo, and thank you, Ranking Member Wyden, for the invitation to appear before the committee today. Before I summarize what we've accomplished this year at HHS, I want to express my deepest condolence to the family of DeKalb County Police Officer David Rose, who gave his life to stop the gunfire attack on the CDC on August 8th. Officer Rose was a veteran. He was a husband and the father of two children. Officer Rose's widow, whom I visited, is expecting their third child. I'd like Officer Rose's family to know that he remains in our prayers and that he will continue to be in our thoughts. Let me start with the big picture. Under President Trump's leadership, we at HHS are enacting a once-in-a-generation shift from a sick care system to a true health care system that tackles the root causes of chronic disease. Chronic disease has reached crisis proportions in our country. And finally, we have an administration that is taking action. The MAHA report assessment, which the White House released in May, was the first government analysis of the key drivers of childhood chronic disease. Ultra-processed foods, chemical exposures, physical inactivity, and over-medicalization. This month, we will follow with the MAHA report strategy, the Trump administration's solution for addressing each cause. At HHS, we haven't just been writing reports. We have been the busiest, most proactive administration in HHS history. In just half a year, we've taken on food dyes, baby formula contamination, the grass loophole, fluoride in our drinking water, gas station heroin, electronic cigarettes, drug prices, prior authorization, information blocking.
And there you go. He's 2 minutes into his opening statement, and the crazies come out. Because you got to have the crazies.
In a function research, child mutilation, and reducing animal testing. We are addressing cell phone use in schools, excessive screen time for youth, the lack of nutrition education in our medical schools, sickle cell anemia, hepatitis C, the East Palestine chemical spill, and many, many others. At FDA, we are now on track to approve more drugs this year than at any time in history. I'm also proud to say that HHS under President Trump is doing more with less. We have taken measures to fight waste, fraud, and abuse. Just by eliminating duplicative enrollments in CMS, we are saving taxpayers $14 billion a year. Meanwhile, we are expanding access for people who need it. We are ending racist, diversity, equity, and inclusion practices and instead focusing on aiding low-income and vulnerable families, regardless of their race, which was the original intent of Title X. We're also pouring $1 billion into Head Start and the Administration for Children and Families. Compassion need not be the casualty of efficiency. I'd like to highlight some issues that have not gotten media attention. First, we are doing our part to fulfill the President's commitment to stop human trafficking, especially of children. We inherited a terrible humanitarian crisis from the previous administration with its open border policies, which allowed the appalling loss of 476,000 unaccompanied children. We have implemented policies.
476,000 unaccompanied children brought into this country, no DNA testing, just handed over to sponsors, no knowledge or understanding of whether there are any familial ties with those sponsors. Some of those children have been raped, they've been found murdered, they've been found sexually abused. 476, half a million children brought into this country, and we have no idea where they are. We have no idea who took them, why they took them. And now we're beginning to learn why they took them. So he has laid out in his opening statement all of these things that he wants to fix and points out the problems that we have. And as he says, this is not just about producing reports, but about taking action. So they produce the MAHA, the Make America Healthy Again report, about how sick we are, and then sometime in the next month or two, they're coming out with a report about the steps that they're going to take so that they can start addressing those health issues. Very methodical, very strategic, and precisely what you would expect a disruptor to do. You hire a new CEO, come in, let me understand the lay of the land, what are the problems, and now let's spend some time. What are some practical, real-life solutions that will resolve those problems? You would do it in the private sector. You should do it in the public sector. That's what these senators are there to understand. That's what these senators are holding a hearing for, to understand precisely what it is that you're doing at HHS. Such as?
What safeguards are in place to ensure decisions are based solely on science and not politics? And how are you going to make sure doctors and parents can count on CDC guidance?
I mean, Senator, I would point this out. Right now, there's only 10% of children are complying with the CDC's recommendation on COVID boosters. Only 15% of healthcare workers. So Americans have lost faith in CDC, and we need to restore that faith. And we're going to do that by telling the truth and not through propaganda, by making them understand that everything that we say is true, that we're going to tell them what we know, we're going to tell them what we don't know, and we're going to tell them what we're researching and how we're doing it. We're going to be transparent. It's the only.
What more could you ask for? Just be transparent. Tell us about drug approvals. Tell us about their efficacy. Tell us about whether or not they're worthwhile. Tell us, reassert our confidence in the scientific method. Hell's bells, if they could just do that, most of the other problems would resolve themselves. Do you think that's what they care about? Do you think that's what they were talking about? If you do, then maybe you didn't hear the entirety of the hearing.
Answered it.
No, you're saying that there are problems with what was interpreted. You could say yes. Do you say yes?
The president deserves a Nobel Prize, but our mRNA vaccines that we're working on, the ones that we canceled, which are for upper respiratory infections alone,
canceled $500 million of research because the mRNA technology is about continuing the research to be ready for the next flu, influenza, the next pandemic, and you have to do the research.
I'm happy to have a detailed discussion with you about it. You're so wrong on your facts.
You're interrupting me, and sir, you're a charlatan. That's what you are. You're the ones who conflate chronic disease with the need for vaccines. The history on vaccines is very clear. This is the 20th century. That's how many people had vaccines and had illnesses. This is the 21st century. This is the decrease, 99% down to 100%. This is what was delivered with vaccines, and you don't want to support that. You don't want to support that evidence. So, yes, the governors of the West, Washington, Oregon, and California, will take up the efficacy of science. Yes, the University of Washington will deliver the science that America will depend on because you don't want to depend on it. And his own Surgeon General of the Trump administration said over 2 million lives were saved because of the mRNA technology, and you don't want to continue that. You don't want to continue that technology. So what country is going to now take up that technology lead? What country is going to do that, leaving us more vulnerable to some other country keeping the advantage on having the best technology? So I'm telling you, I represent a state that's about technology. I have two other quick questions.
She's wrong. The mRNA proved to be absolutely ineffective for a virus, for an upper respiratory virus. So it needs to be studied further. That's not saying that you can't adapt it, you can't change it, you can't modify it. But no, just because you say, no, we're not going to do it for upper respiratory viruses until we have more evidence, that's denying the scientific method. I'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a history of those dreadful calcium oxalate stones? Well, KidneyCop is here to help. Shown in laboratory testing to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. Yes, 99%. Don't wait. Start taking KidneyCop Calcium Oxalate Protector today. That's KidneyCop, C-O-P, KidneyCop. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. That's Amazon, Walmart, or KidneyCop.com.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $5,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $5,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
FIFA Lookout, Sunday, September 7th, Lake Redding Park will be as smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, Paint Mart in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $15 day of the barbecue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So what would you make of this kerfuffle that occurred on Thursday? Any time that you want to make change inside the Beltway, you're pushing the noodle up the hill. Because the system does not want to change. The system is comprised primarily of Congress. Article 1 of the Constitution. While they are equal branches of government, Congress still remains probably the strongest in terms of the power of the purse. They pass the laws that turn over, that abdicate their own authority to write rules and regulations to the bureaucrats to write the rules and regulations. They do all of the spending. And so they have the ability to open a path for change. But they refuse to do so. Now, I'm a firm believer that if any company, any individual wants to contribute a bazillion dollars to someone's campaign, they should be able to do that. If I want to write a check to Elizabeth Warren for $10 million, I should do that, be able to do that, as long as it's disclosed. Immediately disclosed that Michael Brown gave Elizabeth Warren $10 million. In fact, considering my background, if I gave Elizabeth Warren $10 million, that might cost her Senate seat because everybody would go, oh my God, Michael Brown supports her. I'm voting against her. Likewise, if Pfizer or some other pharmaceutical company wants to give Elizabeth Warren $10 million, then I think it should be publicly disclosed immediately. Now, there are ways where they do that, but it's not immediate. It takes time for those campaign contributions to become public. And if we had a media, if the cabal was absolutely, you know, actually out there reporting as opposed to covering for them, if Pfizer, and I'm just picking on Pfizer because they, you know, they advertise everywhere. If Pfizer gave $10 million, or Moderna, or J&J, any of the big three that made the SARS-CoV-2 jab, gave $10 million to a United States senator, and that was immediately reported, and reporters actually asked questions, why so much money? And, you know, because at some point it becomes so much money that you have to question, what are you doing here? Even if it's like with Michael Bennett, the senior senator from Colorado, even if it's $1 million, I think it was like seven when I last checked on opensecrets.org, I think it was close to $800,000. And Elizabeth Warren was a little over $800,000. But in the grand scheme of things, that's just one pharmaceutical company, and that's a, and there's a whole list of them when you go on to Open Secrets. So what are the pharmaceutical companies getting in exchange for that? Well, they got the evisceration of Bobby Kennedy Jr. at the hearing. We can't have conversations. I want a U.S. senator. I don't think I have Michael Bennett in my folder this morning. But if I had Michael Bennett, because he was the one that, he was one who was just, I mean, literally screaming at Bobby Kennedy Jr. And I found myself screaming at the television. Shut up and sit down. Why don't you ask a question? Why don't you ask a legitimate question and give him an opportunity to respond? But of course, they don't want the response. And they use as their excuse, well, I don't have the time. I've only got 3 minutes to ask questions. Well, you have 3 minutes or 5 minutes. I don't care. Pick your poison. You have 5 minutes to ask questions. So you make sure that you only have two questions, both of which are at least 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes, which gives the witness, Bobby Kennedy Jr., about 30 seconds to answer, then you can cut him off and go on to the next question. It's all for show. All for show. Which gets back to my story about how these hearings work. They're not going to change anything. I truly believe they won't change anything. They hate Bobby Kennedy. Some Republicans hate him too. They hate Donald Trump. Trump is a disruptor. He's trying to change things, as is Kennedy. And meanwhile, you and I are just fighting with insurance companies. We're arguing with our doctors, trying to get our doctors to do something. The doctors probably want to do it because they're controlled by some, you know, corporation that's now bought out their practice. So they're practicing, you know, checkmark medicine, and we just continue to get sicker and sicker and sicker. I think that this is one of the existential crises the country faces. We face a lot of existential crises, but I would put it all under the penumbra, I would put it all under the umbrella that it's protecting our rights, it's our fiscal policies, it's our healthcare policies, it's our climate policies. All of these things are designed to do what? Keep control of the population. Keep control of what you and I think and how we act. Not acceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4739 or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.